This recording accompanies the language ab initio examination. Paper 2. Listening Comprehension for English, November 2020.
Cet enregistrement accompagne l'examen de langue ab initio, épreuve 2, compréhension orale d'anglais, novembre 2020.
Esta grabación acompaña el examen de lengua ab initio, prueba 2, comprensión auditiva de inglés, noviembre 2020.
The start and end of each audio text will be indicated by this sound.
Le début et la fin de chaque texte audio seront indiqués par ce son.
El inicio y el final de cada texto de audio se indicarán con este sonido.
The end of the examination will be indicated by this sound.
La fin de l'examen sera indiquée par ce son.
El final del examen se indicará con este sonido.
Text A. You now have 3 minutes to read the questions.
You are going to hear a university tutor introducing students to the facilities on the university campus.
Hello, and welcome to the university. Your lessons take place in Building D from 9:30 until 4:30 with an hour for lunch. You can find your classroom number on the welcome page of the website. The Students' Union is next to Building D. Opposite the Students' Union, you will see the library. You need to go there for your student card. The campus bank is behind Building A. Be careful because the bank's opening times change during the week. It's open from 8 to 4 Monday to Thursday and from 9:30 to 12:30 on Friday. It's closed at the weekends. You can get from the campus direct to the city centre on bus number 4, which runs every 20 minutes. Okay, that's it for now. Enjoy your weekend and we'll see you in class on Monday.
You now have 2 minutes before you hear the recording for a second time.
Hello, and welcome to the university. Your lessons take place in Building D from 9:30 until 4:30 with an hour for lunch. You can find your classroom number on the welcome page of the website. The Students' Union is next to Building D. Opposite the Students' Union, you will see the library. You need to go there for your student card. The campus bank is behind Building A. Be careful because the bank's opening times change during the week. It's open from 8 to 4 Monday to Thursday and from 9:30 to 12:30 on Friday. It's closed at the weekends. You can get from the campus direct to the city centre on bus number 4, which runs every 20 minutes. Okay, that's it for now. Enjoy your weekend and we'll see you in class on Monday.
You now have 2 minutes before hearing the recording for a third and final time.
Hello, and welcome to the university. Your lessons take place in Building D from 9:30 until 4:30 with an hour for lunch. You can find your classroom number on the welcome page of the website. The Students' Union is next to Building D. Opposite the Students' Union, you will see the library. You need to go there for your student card. The campus bank is behind Building A. Be careful because the bank's opening times change during the week. It's open from 8 to 4 Monday to Thursday and from 9:30 to 12:30 on Friday. It's closed at the weekends. You can get from the campus direct to the city centre on bus number 4, which runs every 20 minutes. Okay, that's it for now. Enjoy your weekend and we'll see you in class on Monday.
You now have 2 minutes to finish answering the questions.
Text B. You now have 3 minutes to read the questions.
You are going to hear an estate agent helping a customer to find a suitable place to live.
Okay, so let's fill in our online inquiry form to see what we have for you. So, are you looking for a flat or a house, or is that not important?
Ideally a flat. They're easier to keep clean than a house.
Very true. How much do you want to spend?
£600 to £750.
Okay, and how many bedrooms do you need?
Two. One for me and one for guests.
Okay. And your preferred location?
In or near the city centre. I also need to be near public transport.
Okay, that should be possible. And finally, any special requirements?
I really enjoy relaxing outside, so a flat with a garden would be perfect.
Okay, let's see what we've got. This looks quite good. It's a flat on the fifth floor of a 10-storey building.
Fifth floor, so no garden?
No garden, but it does have a large balcony with a view of a playground.
Maybe. I need to hear more about it.
Well, it's outside the city centre, but not far from a supermarket, and it's close to the train station.
OK, I'll take a look.
Great. We're doing viewings next week, Monday at 10 or Tuesday and Wednesday at 11:30.
I can't do Monday.
Tuesday then?
No, sorry. It will have to be Wednesday.
OK, you're booked in.
You now have 2 minutes before you hear the recording for a second time.
OK, so let's fill in our online inquiry form to see what we have for you. So, are you looking for a flat or a house, or is that not important?
Ideally a flat. They're easier to keep clean than a house.
Very true. How much do you want to spend?
£600 to £750.
OK, and how many bedrooms do you need?
Two. One for me and one for guests.
OK. And your preferred location?
In or near the city centre. I also need to be near public transport.
OK, that should be possible. And finally, any special requirements?
I really enjoy relaxing outside, so a flat with a garden would be perfect.
OK, let's see what we've got. This looks quite good. It's a flat on the fifth floor of a 10-storey building.
Fifth floor, so no garden?
No garden, but it does have a large balcony with a view of a playground.
Maybe. I need to hear more about it.
Well, it's outside the city centre, but not far from a supermarket, and it's close to the train station.
OK, I'll take a look.
Great. We're doing viewings next week, Monday at 10 or Tuesday and Wednesday at 11:30.
I can't do Monday.
Tuesday then?
No, sorry. It will have to be Wednesday.
OK, you're booked in.
You now have 2 minutes before hearing the recording for a third and final time.
OK, so let's fill in our online inquiry form to see what we have for you. So, are you looking for a flat or a house, or is that not important?
Ideally a flat. They're easier to keep clean than a house.
Very true. How much do you want to spend?
£600 to £750.
OK, and how many bedrooms do you need?
Two. One for me and one for guests.
OK. And your preferred location?
In or near the city centre. I also need to be near public transport.
OK, that should be possible. And finally, any special requirements?
I really enjoy relaxing outside, so a flat with a garden would be perfect.
OK, let's see what we've got. This looks quite good. It's a flat on the fifth floor of a 10-storey building.
Fifth floor, so no garden.
No garden, but it does have a large balcony with a view of a playground.
Maybe. I need to hear more about it.
Well, it's outside the city centre, but not far from a supermarket, and it's close to the train station.
OK, I'll take a look.
Great. We're doing viewings next week, Monday at 10 or Tuesday and Wednesday at 11:30.
I can't do Monday.
Tuesday then?
No, sorry. It will have to be Wednesday.
OK, you're booked in.
You now have 2 minutes to finish answering the questions. Text C. You now have 3 minutes to read the questions.
You are going to hear a radio show host and his guest discuss celebrity status. The radio show host is Dave, and his guest is Emily.
G'day, listeners. Welcome to Dave's Discussions. What do we think about celebrity status? To discuss this with me is today's guest, Emily Wood, who writes for a celebrity magazine.
It's great to be here.
Emily, let me jump straight in. It's too easy to become a celebrity today.
I agree, but many are celebrities for only a short time.
That is true. But while they are celebrities, they earn far too much money.
Well, being a celebrity means you don't really have a private life anymore, so I'm okay with that.
In that case, they should be more careful about how they behave all the time. Celebrities are role models after all.
That seems unfair. Celebrities are just people, so they will sometimes do the wrong thing.
And that is a problem, because their influence is growing and growing.
I don't think it's a problem, but you're right that celebrities' influence is increasing.
Okay, time for a quick break. So, back to celebrities. Is there anything you're worried about?
Advertising. Did you know that 80% of car adverts feature celebrities, as well as 71% of sugary drinks adverts and 81% of adverts for fast food?
I didn't know, but that sounds about right.
Right, and I worry especially about the adverts for sugary drinks.
Because of weight gain and damage to teeth?
No, because sugar has a negative impact on the developing brains of younger people.
That is shocking.
And most of these adverts use sports stars, who are far more popular among teenagers than celebrities such as pop stars and reality TV stars.
What do you think we can do about this?
Something needs to change. I want them to think more about using their influence in a positive way.
Well, lots more to talk about, but I'm afraid we're out of time. Thank you very much, Emily.
You're welcome.
You now have 2 minutes before you hear the recording for a second time.
G'day, listeners. Welcome to Dave's Discussions. What do we think about celebrity status? To discuss this with me is today's guest, Emily Wood, who writes for a celebrity magazine.
It's great to be here.
Emily, let me jump straight in. It's too easy to become a celebrity today.
I agree, but many are celebrities for only a short time.
That is true. But while they are celebrities, they earn far too much money.
Well, being a celebrity means you don't really have a private life anymore, so I'm okay with that.
In that case, they should be more careful about how they behave all the time. Celebrities are role models after all.
That seems unfair. Celebrities are just people, so they will sometimes do the wrong thing.
And that is a problem, because their influence is growing and growing.
I don't think it's a problem, but you're right that celebrities' influence is increasing.
Okay. Time for a quick break. So, back to celebrities. Is there anything you're worried about?
Advertising. Did you know that 80% of car adverts feature celebrities, as well as 71% of sugary drinks adverts and 81% of adverts for fast food?
I didn't know, but that sounds about right.
Right, and I worry especially about the adverts for sugary drinks.
Because of weight gain and damage to teeth?
No, because sugar has a negative impact on the developing brains of younger people.
That is shocking.
And most of these adverts use sports stars, who are far more popular among teenagers than celebrities such as pop stars and reality TV stars.
What do you think we can do about this?
Something needs to change. I want them to think more about using their influence in a positive way.
Well, lots more to talk about, but I'm afraid we're out of time. Thank you very much, Emily.
You're welcome.
You now have 2 minutes before hearing the recording for a third and final time.
G'day, listeners. Welcome to Dave's Discussions. What do we think about celebrity status? To discuss this with me is today's guest, Emily Wood, who writes for a celebrity magazine.
It's great to be here.
Emily, let me jump straight in. It's too easy to become a celebrity today.
I agree, but many are celebrities for only a short time.
That is true. But while they are celebrities, they earn far too much money.
Well, being a celebrity means you don't really have a private life anymore, so I'm okay with that.
In that case, they should be more careful about how they behave all the time. Celebrities are role models after all.
That seems unfair. Celebrities are just people, so they will sometimes do the wrong thing.
And that is a problem, because their influence is growing and growing.
I don't think it's a problem, but you're right that celebrities' influence is increasing.
Okay, time for a quick break. So, back to celebrities. Is there anything you're worried about?
Advertising. Did you know that 80% of car adverts feature celebrities, as well as 71% of sugary drinks adverts and 81% of adverts for fast food?
I didn't know, but that sounds about right.
Right, and I worry especially about the adverts for sugary drinks.
Because of weight gain and damage to teeth?
No, because sugar has a negative impact on the developing brains of younger people.
That is shocking.
And most of these adverts use sports stars, who are far more popular among teenagers than celebrities such as pop stars and reality TV stars.
What do you think we can do about this?
Something needs to change. I want them to think more about using their influence in a positive way.
Well, lots more to talk about, but I'm afraid we're out of time. Thank you very much, Emily.
You're welcome.
You now have the rest of the time to finish answering the questions.